Right. Well, just going back over this past week, apart from everything that happens with the administration and President Trump, and I suppose the most accurate description is he's a disruptor in chief, really, rather than a commander in chief. And he likes to throw out these statements, and then you get partial reversals. But the problem with that is it does lead to a lot of uncertainty. So what we thought we knew about the tariffs seemed to wind back, and now it's going back on again, where he's looking at the people who are going to be responding to him. So there's some uncertainty factors that are starting to creep into financial markets simply because of that. But if we abstract from that and look at what's happening in the US economy, it's still going pretty well and pretty strongly. And this is a headache for the Fed because it's going to make it very difficult for the Fed to bring interest rates down much further. And we saw that again with much of the data that came out last week. So, for example, we've now got the ISM manufacturing PMI. Now, remembering that manufacturing is the weakest part of the US economy, and the January ISM manufacturing PMI has gone back above 50. So it was at 49.2 going back the month before. It climbed to 50.9. And that wasn't the worst of it in that particular indicator, because there's questions like prices paid in there as well. And the prices paid component jumped over two points. It went up from 52 to 54. So there was a strong rise running through prices paid as well, suggesting that not only is manufacturing the weakest part of the economy looking like it's picking up, but it's picking up with some price pressure too. Some of the other data that we got through the course of the week, we got the January ISM non-manufacturing PMI came out. That's the biggest part of the economy. It wasn't as strong as the manufacturing PMI in terms of the change. We had some extraordinary readings above 54 the previous couple of months. That came back a bit to 52.8, but they're still pretty expansionary. So still some strength running through that part of the economy. And then we also, of course, had the key employment, non-farm payrolls, unemployment rate, and January average hourly earnings coming out late in the week. And in amongst those, non-farm payrolls, they didn't lift quite as much as expected. They were up 143,000, market was looking for 169,000. But the previous month was revised upwards from 256,000 to 307,000. So very, very strong when you put the 2 months together. And worryingly, pressure's building in wages again. We had January average hourly earnings, and they were expected to lift by 0.3%. They lifted by 0.5, and as a result of that, the previous month actually was revised up on an annual basis for average hourly earnings from 3.9% year-on-year to 4.1. Market was thinking would be down to 3.8 for wages for January. It was 4.1, so you've got some wage pressure starting to run through there as well. The unemployment rate actually came down one notch, went down to 4% from 4.1%. Remembering that the Fed in their analysis, they really do need to get up consistently. They don't want it to fly much higher, but they want it to be around about the 4.3-ish mark, and we're going the other way at the moment in terms of the unemployment rate. And then the other kicker that came in on Friday as well was the preliminary reading of consumer sentiment, February consumer sentiment. Whilst that came back a bit, to 67.8 from 71.1, there is an inflation expectations part of that survey as well. And that one went up from 3.2 to 4.3. That says that, people in the US think that inflation's not only sort of holding up, but it's holding up around the 4% mark, not where the CPI is showing at the moment. That obviously is problematic as far as the Fed is concerned, together with everything that's been happening with the policy prescription from the president. We get to hear from Jerome Powell this week. He gives his testimony to both houses over there. And that's pretty detailed, and we'll give his views on things. But my guess is the bottom line from it will be that he's in no rush to bring interest rates down. And in between those two testimonies, we get the latest CPI comes out from the US as well. And this has been creeping up over recent months, not dramatically, but, for example, the market expects that the January CPI, when it comes out on Wednesday, will show a 0.3% month-on-month increase. It was 0.4% the month before. You know, if you start annualizing those monthlies, you know, you're getting into the mid-threes. But the year-on-year at this stage will probably hold steady at 2.9. But it's a 2.9 that's going to rise if we keep getting 0.3s and 0.4s. And it's also up from a low point of 2.4% going back to the middle of this year, middle of last year. So basically, we've got this edging up that's already running through the CPI, and the beginnings of this next inflation cycle starting to show in the United States because things are pretty strong there. We'll get some more data about the relative strength of the economy later this week as well. So things like January retail sales come out, we get core retail sales. So all of those things look as if they're still going to stay pretty firm because you've got pretty good income growth running through the US as well. Moving to China, and China last week we had the, we're still in the throes of the last part of the Chinese New Year holidays, but we did get the cakes in manufacturing and services sector PMIs came out. They're both just a touch softer. So the cakes in manufacturing PMI for January came back to 50.1 from 50.5, so just a little bit of pressure there. And the cakes in services sector PMI, that one came back to 51 from 52.2. The Chinese also made it plain that they will be responding to whatever President Trump throws them in terms of tariffs, and that they will be lifting their tariffs commensurately. That trade war. It's going to be interesting because it's interesting within the president's mind in the United States because we know from his first term that President Trump, when he made certain policy initiatives and when it had a negative effect, substantial negative effect on the equity market, he watered things down and he tends to reverse. I suspect that we're going to see the same sort of pressures building this time. And the way in which some of these other countries are thinking about responding to tariff increases in the US is interesting too. If we're looking at Europe, he's been pretty vocal about how Europe's not playing the game and that they will be imposing tariffs on them. The work that's been done in Europe, they're going to be very strategic in the way in which they respond with their tariffs, and they're going to hit hard the industries which are based in most of the Republican heartlands in the United States. They've done a lot of working at how they can selectively introduce tariffs in Europe, which really hurt the voter base in the US. They're also very much focused on the IT sector, where obviously that's one which the president is very much sensitive to. So the whole tariff war thing is not quite as plain going as it seems from time to time, and that's why from time to time I think we'll see backoffs from the US. And then the underlying economy is still going pretty well in the US, but with this bit of an inflation burst. Moving China this week, today we'll get their CPI and their producer price index coming out month of January. And it looks as if the CPI will be up probably around about 0.4% year on year from 0.1%. It's lifting a little, but producer price is still pretty depressed with a lot of excess capacity still in China. So staying down around minus 2.2% year on year, about the same as where it was the month before, minus 2.3%. Coming to Australia, and obviously everybody's getting excited and about what the Reserve Bank may do, and we've still got to wait a little while for the Reserve Bank. It's on the 17th and 18th of this month, their meeting, and the report's on the 18th, which is the Tuesday, as they usually do. And obviously there's a fair proportion of the market, and professional economists who are looking for a rate cut, that it's not quite as plain as that. It's possible, yeah. But there are other factors which may still hold the Reserve Bank. And some of those showed last week. So, for example, things like the ANZ job ads survey, it's lifting at the moment. In other words, the labour market has got more vacancies, not less. And that means the tight labour market is still going to be very, very persistent. We had December home building approvals. There was a small rise there, up 0.7%. They're up about 6% year on year now. So there's a little bit of a lift running through there. And also just retail sales. We had December retail sales came out. They were expected to be down 0.7% month on month. That was because we had really big rises running through October and November. And there was an expectation that it was the Black Friday sales through November, the extended Black Friday sales, which had really sort of meant that a lot of people bought their spending forward, and so you'd have to have some give back in December. Well, the give back in December was minimal. They were down minus 0.1%. And in Q4, real retail sales lifted by 1% quarter on quarter in real terms after allowing for inflation. That compared with 0.5% the quarter before and minus 0.2% the quarter before that. Now, that's a fair acceleration in private demand. And, of course, we know that private demand is hitting its head up against public sector spending, which is still roaring along at over 4% year-on-year in real terms. So, that's a pressure point. It means that even though inflation, or at least headline inflation, is down, mostly because of cost of living relief schemes, and as they either become either stay where they are, unlikely to be as generous again next financial year as they are this financial year, that is going to mean that at some point CPI inflation has quite a lift on it when we go into the later part of this year. Now, in the meantime, it will come down a bit more, and we may even get down to 2% or less for the annual CPI inflation rate, but then it doglegs straight back up once we get into the second half of this year. And this beginning of strength that we're looking at running through the economy, the still very tight labour market, all that militates towards inflation then having a second wind and getting very, very sticky in the later part of this year going into 2026. That's obviously going to be a focal point too for the Reserve Bank, and it's a real trade-off. Do they risk it to bring the cash rate down only to be in a position where they can't bring it down very much and then have to actually think about putting it back up again at some point in 2026? These are the issues which are going to be there for this meeting. So yes, it's possible that we could get a cash rate cut, but nowhere near the laydown was there that much of the market thinks at the moment. It's going to be a pretty close call. Then moving into this week with the data that comes through, the other thing I should mention about the next Reserve Bank board meeting is, because of its peculiar timing, just after the Reserve Bank board meeting on the Wednesday and on the Thursday, we get two key data reports that they won't have good visual on what they may be showing. There's quarterly wages, which comes out on the Wednesday after the Reserve Bank board meeting, and there's also the latest labour force data, which has been obviously very strong, comes out on the Thursday. So, that's the other thing that's just a little bit problematic to get a rate cut out of them at this next meeting. Now, Australia this week, we have NAB Business Confidence, Business Conditions Survey. That comes out Tuesday. Business confidence is softish. It was minus 2 last month. But business confidence conditions reasonably firm at plus 6. And on Wednesday, we get Westpac Consumer Sentiment. We've trod sideways this last month or so after a big surge going back a couple of months before. Last month it was down 0.7%. Be interesting to see exactly where it comes out this week. And then moving to Europe. And in Europe too, we're just getting those pressure points for the CPI starting to show. And we had the preliminary January CPI, where the annual inflation rate went up from 2.4 to 2.5, and the core CPI was holding steady at 2.7%. Now, a few months ago, we were down at 2 and less for the European CPI and the core CPI. So there has been an acceleration, and that's in a very weak economy. Yes, you know, they're still tending to focus more on the weakness of the economy rather than the inflation rate. And we saw that with the Bank of England last week. You know, they actually cut their base rate by 25 basis points to 4.5% from 4.75%. But you know, GDP growth there is just flat on its back. They're dawdling in and out of recession in England, in the UK at this stage. And still, that base rate at 4.5% is still 15 basis points higher than our cash rate at 4.35. Even though they've been coming down, that they're running into some pressure points too, where they're having to trade off a very, very weak economy relative to risk that inflation might become sticky and go higher. We've got our economy actually picking up a little bit here against what's happening there, say, in the United Kingdom. Europe this week, and to prove the point, you know, we get revised Q4 GDP comes out on Friday, and the first look at GDP, 0.0, absolutely flat, GDP for the most recent quarter. Yes, it was up 0.9%. Year on year, but that was because we were getting negative signs on the front of the GDP report this time last year, and we don't expect it to be any better with the revised Q4 GDP. So we still got some softness in parts of the world, but we also got this turn towards stickiness with inflation. And we do have to deal with the policy on the run that comes from President Trump from time to time, which can be quite disruptive. But the pullback running through risk assets last week in the US was not so much to do with President Trump this time. It was mostly to do with the signs that inflation is going to be very, very sticky and just making it very, very hard for the Federal Reserve to bring interest rates down. So the focus this week is probably going to be on Powell, Jerome Powell, when he makes his two statements, plus also the US CPI, to see how sticky the inflation rate is becoming over there.